Leader!
Order, order.
Court fines, who pays them, who doesn't, and the burden of collecting them all came under scrutiny in Tuesday night's committee stage debate on the Courts and Criminal Matters Bill. Labor's Jacinda Ardern said the legislation would improve the collection of unpaid fines through attachment orders, which require employers to make deductions from wages.
At present, attachment orders can only be imposed after an examination hearing to assess the debtor's ability to pay the debt. That requires both parties to attend, and so this is an attempt to streamline that provision and that enforcement process by enabling judgment creditors to file a financial statement or ask the court to assess the debtor's financial means in the debtor's absence.
Jacinda Ardern's worries about unpaid fines were echoed by National's Jackie Dean.
It is a worry that surveys show that around $672 million worth of fines, which also includes reparation, is unpaid. And I don't think that is a particularly fine figure. And the public's perception of the court find that over half of respondents believe that offenders can avoid paying their reparations or fines. And that's not a good situation for those of us who wish to uphold the law.
Back across the chamber and with a different take on the issue of unpaid fines raised by Jackie Dean, Labor's Carol Beaumont addressed the question of ability to pay.
The issue of debt is one that is a significant problem in the current climate, and it's not just about a whole lot of individuals who keep racking up fines and don't pay them. There are some people like that, I'm sure, but there are also, I think, many people who are struggling very seriously to make ends meet, who are incurring debt, and of course monetary fines as a punishment can in fact be very difficult for some people to actually meet. And so one of the particular things about this bill is to try and look at alternative ways that people can make amends or you know, meet the requirements of any punishment by doing other things other than paying fines.
Carol Beaumont's caucus colleague and former minister, now Labor's chief whip, Rick Barker, could speak from personal experience.
Mr. Chairman, it has been a long-standing problem where we have in this country had drivers who have continued to drive seemingly with impunity, but while having large amounts of outstanding fines. There was no means of reconciling this, no means of connecting the privilege of driving to the amount of fines that people had. And it came to a head when I received a letter from someone who I knew whose mother had been badly injured in an accident. He'd gone to court and the young driver had been had a charge of careless driving, and during the court hearing it somehow came out that this person had $42,000 of outstanding fines and a very long list of other issues. And the letter writer said to me, surely someone must have known that this young man was a menace on the road. This young man's driving was erratic. This young man was driving against the law, and he was an accident waiting to happen. And it was my mother, he went on to write, who was the one who had the accident. Why are the people in authority not taking effective action against these young drivers?
Rick Barker said the bill contained useful alternatives.
There is a pincer movement on here, Mr. Chairman. The pincer movement on by this piece of legislation is, firstly, any outstanding fines, if left unattended, a person will lose their licence. The second part of the pincer movement is that we will attack their ability to finance themselves into a car if the car is stolen. And we do this with a very serious intent. Our serious intent is to say to the person who wrote the letter to me some time ago about his mother being injured by a person who had a massive list of outstanding fines, that we took that matter seriously. Yes, I say to the person who wrote the letter, we should have known that the person was a menace on the road, and we should have taken action against them.
And Mr Barker said the Courts and Criminal Matters Bill did exactly that, along with a whole lot of other things, as reflected in the legislation being split into 20 separate bills for their third and final reading. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.